Welcome back, Eagles 360. Dave and Glenn here. Eagles 1-0 after that win over the Cleveland Browns. And Glenn Mack now has some observations for us.
All right. And only one is on Carson Wentz. This is the last time I'm going to talk about Wentz this game until probably Thursday. But this is the thing. Of everything that impressed me and much impressed me, he was 8 for 8 against the blitz. And that shows a lack of fear. It shows a preparedness. Last year, Eagles quarterbacks completed 51% of their passes against the blitz. I think 8 for 8 is 100%.
Could be right.
There you go.
Might even be more than 8 for 8 officially.
Okay.
I mean, people have been looking at this. Everybody's dissecting
every
part of it.
I understand.
The point is, he was
great against the blitz. And again, a rookie quarterback with that kind of calm is great to see. Number two, here's the other obvious one. Doug Peterson had a great, great debut. And I will tell you that I was somebody who was a little skeptical of the hiring or the Eagles trying to create Andy Reid 2.0. He was in command. His clock management was good. But here was the Doug Peterson moment, I think, that really impressed everybody. It's 4th and 4 on Cleveland's 40-yard line in the third quarter. And this is the moment where a lot of guys are going to punt. You can take it away and win this one. They went for it. Wentz showed the headiness to complete that short pass to Ertz. Next play, 35-yard touchdown to Nelson Aguilar. That was the turning point, and that showed me a lot about the coach.
You know, I'm going to disagree with you slightly there, Glenn, because 4th and 4 from the 40-yard line against a really bad offense, that's kind of a spot where you're naturally going to go for it on 4th down. I agree that Doug Peterson called the game very well, but 4th and 4, I expect my coach to go for it. Now,
I want my coach to go for it. You know so many of these guys in this league don't do
here's
that.
Here's what I will say. What impressed me in terms of just being the go-for-itness is the fact that he had Carson Wentz throwing the football over the middle of the field on that play.
All right, here we go. Number three, might we see an expanded role for Kenyon Barner? I like the fact that the coach used all four of his running backs. Kenyon Barner got 4 carries, got 48 yards, looked good out there. For a while, I've been saying, I think you're on this same plane as I am. This kid should get more of a role. He got his opportunity. He looked good. Ryan Matthews had 22 carries Sunday.
77 yards.
Yeah. I don't want Ryan Matthews to have 22 carries a game. That's not a formula I think you want to do throughout the year. If Kenyon Barner can work in 4 to 6 every week, to me, that was a good thing.
Yeah. And let me also say this. Having Wendell Smallwood active, he had a carry, he had a kickoff return, 4 running backs active on game day. That means Doug Peterson wants to run the football and is going to stick with it.
Yeah, used all 4.
Yep.
And a fullback.
Yep. So would have known. Big Bo.
Bo Allen.
Yeah.
Athlete. All right, number 4. Dave, the best player that nobody noticed, or at least nobody's talking about from Sunday, is strong side linebacker Nigel Bradham. Played a really good game. And everybody's a little concerned about the linebackers this year. How is that going to play out? Bradham had 4 solo tackles. And the best part, he, along with Malcolm Jenkins, just shut down Gary Barnage, the Cleveland tight end who had burned them before, who had 1,000 yards last year, who we thought was going to be a big part of their offense. You know, there are other reasons their offense didn't work, including the quarterback. But that job by Nigel Bradham, I thought, was a terrific start for him.
And the last great strong side linebacker the Eagles had was
Carlos Emmons.
Yeah, well done.
Carlos Emmons, yeah.
So those are 5 good takeaways.
That's
observations.
That's 4 good takeaways.
Oh, they're 4.
I got one more, pal.
Here you go. I'm in such a rush to get you off.
Don't get rid of the special teams, because the last one, Dave, sometimes it's the old guys that surprise you. The oldest guy in the Eagles team is
Donnie Jones.
Had an amazing game. A 72-yard punt, a 67-yard punt. Pinned him within the 10-yard line twice. Once at the one, he was perfecto, and he shares our haircut.
Right.
So I admire all of that about Donnie Jones. Great job.
And so that is 5 observations.
There's 5.
From Glenn Mack. Week 1 victory. See how happy everybody is after the Eagles win. Thank you very much, Glenn Mack. Now, when we return to Eagles 360, we have the head coach in studio, Doug Peterson, talking about what's ahead for the Eagles as they turn the page and get ready for Chicago on Monday Night Football. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.